What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Keys to a win over Detroit. Do want your calls as well. We'll start taking them in about 20 minutes. 301-230-0980. We started to do this yesterday, and then we ended up having Herm Edwards on the show, and he was great. But I want to hear from you. Do you believe that they can do this? And then how? What is your number one key to a win over the Detroit Lions tomorrow night? All right, let me get started with this. These are the two most prolific offenses in terms of percentage of drives that end in scores. Detroit's percentage this year, 51.6% of their drives ended in a score. Washington was number two in the league at 50%. Last week, Washington, five scores on seven drives. I really do think this is a really easy game to sort of analyze heading in, and then the issue is which team do you believe can do it or can avoid it, meaning produce offensively at a very high clip without making any mistakes, because that's the game tomorrow night. The team that is better offensively but also cleaner offensively wins. Last week's game against Tampa, five out of seven drives, that's 71% plus Washington scored on. Tampa scored on four of their seven drives. So Washington was just one drive better with scores. Also, they forced field goals on two of the Tampa drives. Washington was held to three field goals. Now, the walk-off field goal isn't really being held to a field goal, but you've got to score on 70% of the drives tomorrow night to beat the Lions. That is 20% above your regular season average. That's what it took last week in Tampa. All right, 71%, something 7 out of 10. If they've got 10, and let's hope it's not a 10-possession game, a nice, tidy 7 to 8-possession game like Sunday night would be perfect for this matchup, but they've got to score on 70% of their drives. And then more than half of those 70% of scores have to be touchdowns. I think you've got to score more than 30 to beat the Lions on Saturday night. I don't think 28 does it unless it's a super short, super low possession game like it was against Tampa. You start with number one, you've got to produce points on 70% plus of your scoring drives to beat this team. That's 20% above your average during the regular season. It's what you needed to beat Tampa last week. You're going to need that to beat Detroit. You get seven of them, you need to score on five, and the majority of them have to be touchdowns. Washington had two touchdowns, three field goals. That won't do it against the Lions. They need more touchdowns than they kick field goals. Number two, Jaden's second play. We've heard Quinn refer to this all season long. It's the second part of the play where Jaden is most dangerous, where their offense is most dangerous. We saw it play out a couple of times last week, most notably when they were deep in their own territory. You know, early on that 17-play drive, they've got a third down, and he rolls right, and he throws it back across the field after extending the play, flushing right to Zach Ertz in the moment when he started to throw the ball back across the field, I think everybody held their breath. But Ertz was wide open. Jaden made a play. Jaden's second play will be massive in the game tomorrow night. One reason why is, unlike Tampa, who did play more man than I think Washington probably expected, Detroit plays primarily man coverage. They led the league in man coverage. They're also going to come after him. Aaron Glenn's not sitting back. And that's where the second part of the play becomes important. There are going to be more opportunities for the second part of the play against the Lions than I think there was against the Bucks. And Jaden's been sensational all year long. Part two of each play, number five, making a play, will be huge. The opportunities that they give him, and then making those second plays successful. Number three, I think this is a bend don't break game. I hate thinking that way when it comes to a defense, and I do think at times Joe Witt Jr. has made the right decision to be a bit more aggressive, even though they haven't had necessarily the back end to be aggressive with. I think this is a keep everything in front of you game and hope that you can get Detroit to self-destruct on a long drive. They're too explosive. Jahmyr Gibbs is an elite back. I mean, he is just below Barkley and Henry and McCaffrey. He really is, and maybe not even, you know, below anymore. He is so explosive. He is so fast. If he gets to the edge like Bucky Irving did in the second half last week, you're in deep trouble. But then again, if you load up to stop him, then it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then it's Jameson Williams running by you. Then it is Sam Laporta owning you in the middle of the field. I think this is a too deep, play everything underneath, rally and tackle kind of a game defensively. And hold on for dear life over a 10-play drive or an 11-play drive or a 12-play drive rather than getting gashed on four or five plays and watching them ring up six. I think this is the way they should play defensively. I think they should attack offensively, and I think they should bend, don't break defensively. Next, and I mentioned this, get Detroit into some third downs. They are a low third down attempt team because they've been so prolific on first and second downs. I want to see Jared Goff in a big game. You know, he won two games last year at home to get to the NFC Championship game. I want to see the pressure on Goff when he's got to score because the other team is scoring. Where the drive is important that they score to match Washington or to stay one score ahead of Washington. I want to see him on third down. I want to see him deliver over and over again. I don't want one third down per drive. I want three of them. Let's see if he can deliver on all three. If not, they're kicking a field goal or they're punting. Get Detroit into third downs defensively. I think one of the ways to do that is to bend, don't break, have them force some things, and end up in third down. Now, I think they can run the ball down Washington's throat. I think they'll own the line of scrimmage, and I think if you play bend, don't break, which is what I'm suggesting, it's going to be 5 yards a clip for Gibbs and Montgomery. So it may not be the best all-around for getting more third downs, but let's see, especially in the red zone, if you can force more third downs. Bottom line is, you're going to have to hope Detroit hurts themselves. On long drives, there's a better opportunity of that. Number five, red zone's going to be everything in this game because both teams are going to get there. They're going to get there at will over and over again. You've got to be plus one in the red zone area. You know, this is crucial for Washington. They won the red zone battle last week. They're going to have to win the red zone battle this week. These are two very good red zone teams. They're both top 10, top 5 in most offensive categories. And then lastly, and this is the cliche, you've got to play a clean football game, and you probably need Detroit to make at least one mistake. You know, plus one in the turnover margin ends up being maybe the difference in the game. If you can score on 70% of your offensive drives, by the way, because Jaden ends up being a very effective in this game, second part of the play quarterback, because there are going to be those opportunities against a team playing man coverage and probably coming after him a bunch. And, you know, if you bend, don't break, giving Detroit more time with the football, but more plays that they've got to execute on. Maybe more third downs that they've got to deliver on. You have a chance to get that one. And maybe it's not forced like it wasn't last week. You'll take it any way you can get it, but you've got to be plus one. I feel confident in two things. I feel confident that Washington will move the football and score on offense tomorrow night. I also feel really confident that Jaden won't turn the ball over. Doesn't mean somebody else won't. Doesn't mean that Brian Robinson Jr. won't fumble. We saw it twice in one game, you know, against the Eagles. Doesn't mean that a receiver won't make a catch, turn it upfield, and get stripped. Doesn't mean that Jamison Crowder won't put one on the ground. Let's hope not. On a punt return. You know, he dropped one a couple of weeks ago, picked it right back up. But I don't think Jaden's going to turn the ball over. I don't see him putting balls up for grabs in this game. He has done a great job throughout the season protecting the football. Can the defense get one? Can Detroit hand us one? I think plus one in the red zone and plus one in the turnover margin gives you a victory in Detroit. I do and did wrestle with defensively. Do you just say, to hell with it, we're coming after you. If you score in five plays, so be it. Number five's back out onto the field. Because that's the way I thought last week. But I thought that way last week because Baker Mayfield will make mistakes and has made mistakes. You know, under pressure, he put balls into the other team's shirts and threw picks this year. It's not what Goff does. He did it in one game this year, and they overcame it. So I think that you got to keep everything in front of you and see if they can go 11 plays instead of six and finish with a touchdown. I don't feel good about anything defensively. I didn't feel good about anything defensively last week. Thank God Bobby Wagner's healthy off of practice yesterday. That is huge because without him, they'd really be in a bind. I'm not an advocate tomorrow night of having Marshawn Lattimore travel with Amon-Ra St. Brown. They have weapons everywhere. Play him where he's comfortable tomorrow night. Don't put the pressure on him. Have him out there, though, because he's good in the run game. He's a physical competitor. You know, even in the loss last week, even when, you know, you saw him getting torched by A.J. Brown against Philadelphia, he battled. I mean, you can see the competitive side of Marshawn Lattimore, and he's fearless. He will tackle. You've got to tackle well, especially with your back four or five. If you're playing bend, don't break, you're going to really have to tackle well with corners and safeties. Can't let people get by you. They'll run by you. Gibbs will run by you. Jameson Williams will run by you. Amon-Ra St. Brown will run by you. And it can be over quickly on a drive. They're just as prolific, more so. They average more points per game. Part of that is because their defense was better for a longer portion of the season. So they got more opportunities, you know, before the injury bug hit their defense. 301-230-0980. Do you think they can do it? I definitely think they can do it. And I just laid it out. You know, this is a, you know, score on 70% of the possessions and try to get the other team to make a mistake, just one, and you're going to be in the same position you were in Sunday night. 301-230-0980. I want whether or not you think they can do it, and your top key as to how they do it. Denton, do you think they can do it? And if so, how?
I definitely think they can do it. My key, Kevin, is you got to have at least two possessions that are north of 7.5 minutes. Yeah, they did that against Tampa Bay. They had a lot of long possessions where it still felt like they were going tempo, and they were forcing Tampa Bay's defense or not allowing them to sub the way that I know they wanted to. But if you can put together 2 7.5-minute drives that both end in scores, preferably touchdowns, but scores of any kind, you're going to put yourself in a really good position here, because at that point, you'd already have 15 minutes of time of possession. You really got to focus on winning the time of possession this weekend. If you're Washington, I think they've shown the capability of doing that. I think they'd do it again this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they had 4 10-plus play drives last week. They ran 25 more plays than Tampa did. They held on to the ball for 11 more minutes than Tampa did. It's huge. I think the difference here this week from my standpoint is I'd give up a little bit on that because I don't want them to score super quickly. I want the opportunity to, you know, force them to score in the red zone. I didn't think Tampa was as explosive as Detroit. Detroit will have the band playing in three plays if you're overly aggressive. And that can be disheartening. So bend don't break football almost means that you're going to be in a time of possession game that's going to be even, you know, at best. You've got to match them with that. I think it's interesting to think about how Detroit is going to play Washington. Is Aaron Glenn going to come after Jaden Daniels like he did Sam Darnold? Is he going to double Terry McLaurin like he did Justin Jefferson? That's a problem if he comes after Jaden in man coverage, doubling Terry. Big problem. I mean, Jaden could end up with over 100 yards rushing if they come after him in man coverage. Easily. I mean, you could see 2 to 3 scrambles at 10-plus yards in the game. They should have a better chance to, I think, to run the football a little bit more effectively with the backs, because Tampa was stout, you know, in their front four, and stout at linebacker. I thought Cliff Kingsbury, in referring to the Tampa game yesterday, or on Wednesday, because the coordinators talked on Wednesday, he had a quote, and I'm going to find it here, because he really, you could tell, was, yeah, here it is. He was asked about staying disciplined with the run when it's not working, specifically really dealing with running backs. And he said, you know, he complimented Quinn, saying, it's helped me to have a defensive coach who says, you know, you got to run the football. It ends up being something that, you know, weighs heavily on a defense over the course of a game. But he also said this. He said, we're going to do whatever it takes to win. And we have good backs, and we've had a great scheme throughout the year. We faced some good fronts, but I mean, those two guys inside there, meaning Tampa, are as good as anybody we played against all year. And the linebackers, they're tremendous players. So it was a challenge. And Todd Bowles is one of the best defensive minds in the league, and he has been for a long time. He really complimented, he did going into the game, but he did it also coming out of the game. That was a hard nut to crack, running the football against Tampa. I do think Jaden had a couple of opportunities in the read option game that he perhaps made the wrong decisions on that may have resulted in more rushing yards, but for the day, they averaged 2.5 yards per carry. I think they can do better than that against Detroit. I also think that they can absolutely attack Detroit. Oh, I had one other quick thing on the Lions. I think we were talking to Dan Miller about this the other day, but in watching the game against Minnesota, man, their safeties are good. Brian Branch, by the way, was a guy that Washington really coveted. Actually, I think they thought about him in the first round. He ended up going, I think, in the second round to Detroit out of Alabama. But Kirby Joseph led the league in interceptions, and Brian Branch can play everywhere. And these two guys are very, very talented when it comes to anticipating and feeling kind of the quarterback and the throw and the timing of it. So more so against Detroit, Jaden's going to have to be a bit careful. But that's where I think the second play, the off-schedule part of it, ends up being a big part of this game. Make Joseph, make Branch run around. Will Branch be at the line of scrimmage a lot? Will he be coming after Jaden a lot? Possibly. All right, your chance, 301-230-0980. Do you believe they can do it? And if so, what's your number one key to an upset tomorrow night in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs? It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Great news for Commanders fans, as we've alluded to already today. Bobby Wagner is going to be good to go on Saturday. He had been on the injury report with an ankle injury, but Dan Quinn confirmed yesterday that he will be good to go. More great news for the coaching staff. There's been some worry. What's Cliff Kingsbury going to do this offseason? Well, we know he won't take any head coaching interviews until after the Commanders season is over. That was reported by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. So let's just hope we get another week of the season. Cliff Kingsbury is going to be off the market until then. Local sports, Caps take a win over the Senators, 1-0 in overtime. Alex Ovechkin scored the game-winning goal. That's 21 away from the record. Not so great for the Wizards. They lost 130-123 against the Suns. Devin Booker went for 37. Kevin Durant for 23. Durant praised the Wizards' young defenders after this one. Kyshawn George led the team, the Wizards, that is, with 24. And that's what's trending.